Watcher, and a colossal welcome to this week's More Varied Than Normal, The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Don't really know how it got to be this varied. Well, I do, as I chose the playlist, but I didn't set out to make it more than normal varied. It just came out that way. Really hope it all meets with your approval. The standard Old Devil Moon, played here in New York City, Feb 57, by the art farmer Hal McCusick Quintet. The leaders stayed together for about 15-16 months, but the sidemen varied considerably over that period. Farmer trumpet, McCusick clarinet, Eddie Costa piano, Milt Hinton the judge bass, Gus Johnson drums. Al Cohen did the arrangement. The two co-leaders played so well together that you can understand why they enjoyed being together in the group for that period of time. Oh, it's Fast and Furious you want. We'll be right back.
Wilson on drums. Buster Williams on the bass.
That was pianist Denny Zeitlin, and he's the leader on this Sunnyside album called Wishing on the Moon, and recorded live at the very worst named jazz club ever, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City, March 2009. Buster Williams, bass, Matt Wilson, drums. Please let me explain the fast and furious bit. Denny and his wife Josephine were avid mountain bikers for over 20 years and would often go to Moab, Utah, and Slick Rock in particular, regarded as a mecca for the sport. Slick Rock being named after the type of sandstone which gives you terrific grip on harrowing descents. Slick Rock, the song here, is in four parts: dawn gathering, then on the trail, followed by recovery from either exhaustion or an accident, I don't know which, and finally the bit we heard, on the trail again, with, it appears, no concern for their own safety. From Fast and Furious to Sentimental.
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the folks all are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Weep no more, my lady, oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home, far away.
My old Kentucky home, sung, for a change, by someone who was actually born in Kentucky, Rosemary Clooney, auntie of You Know Who. Rosemary crossed many musical boundaries, Kentucky Home being more in the popular style of the day, Feb 61, this is, than outright jazz. This version of the song being from the radio show, The Crosby Clooney Show, which ran for over a year. And yes, of course, Crosby was Bing. Buddy Cole was at the keyboard, Celeste here, Vince Terry guitar, Don Whittaker bass, Nick Fatool drums. From sentimental to the real thing. And another quintet with co-leaders, tenor man Curtis Amy and Hammond organist Paul Bryant at Los Angeles in Feb 61, with Roy Brewster valve trombone, Clarence Jones bass and Jimmy Miller drums. We heard Just Friends, Curtis Amey didn't make that many albums as a leader, certainly less than you would have thought, given his hard-driving style. Less than a dozen in total. But he was the musical director for Ray Charles for 3 years, as well as playing in Ray's band. And he featured on Carole King's opus Tapestry. Paul Bryant didn't even fare that well. 3 LPs as a leader, this specific jazz album, Meeting Here, being a high water mark for both musos. Quirky next. Co-leaders again, guitarist Philippe Petrucciani and singer Nathalie Blanc. They've made a few albums together, this one recorded in Pernes Les Fontaines in France, March 2014, is dedicated to his much better known brother, pianist Michel. Philippe would often accompany his brother Michel, as their father Tony had done, another guitarist, some years earlier. 12 of the 13 songs here are Michel Petrucciani compos with lyrics added by Nathalie, except for the one we just heard, which was written by Philippe and titled Miles Davis Licks. Dominique D. Piazza, electric bass and Manu Roche drums. Enjoyed that. It's the Ellington Band, live in Germany. A Billy Strayhorn compo, a rarely heard Billy Strayhorn compo, Freakish Lights. This gig was in Stuttgart in March 67, and sadly, 2 months after this gig, Strays died in a New York hospital. He'd had cancer for the last 3 years of his life, but the show must go on, and the Ellington Band continued to tour the world despite the Duke's personal grief at losing his so-called alter ego. But Strays lived on through his music. Here's another Ellington compo. Bassman Phil Flanagan is the leader on this June 94 recording session for his own Philophile label. This album is called New York Toast, actually a toast to New York. We heard the Duke Ellington song Who Knows, with Phil reprising the part that bassman Wendell Marshall played on Ellington's original of the song. Roger Wilder on piano, Duffy Jackson drums. As promised last week, we see the return of Mose Allison singing as well as playing the piano this time.
My mama told me a long time ago, she said, son, you had better take it slow, 'cause you've been drinking and gambling, staying out all night, you just living in a fool's paradise. My mama told me, my papa told me too. He said, son, fate is gonna catch up with you if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night, you just living in a fool's paradise. Well, I have learned my lesson, just like all fools I've met. Things I've seen in this old world, I will never forget. My mama told me, my papa said it right. He said, son, you're going to drop right out of sight if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night. You just living in a fool's paradise. Papa said it right. He said, son, you're going to drop right out of sight if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night. You just living in a fool's paradise. You just living in a fool's paradise.
And that was Fool's Paradise from a 1960 LP called I Love the Life I Live. Mose Allison piano and vocals at last. Bill Crow bass, Gus Johnson for the second time this week, drums. Enough said, as Hank Mobley is waiting.
Thank you.
love Hank Mobley's playing. He was hugely popular in the 50s and 60s, but sadly lung problems meant he had to retire in the mid-70s. He made over 20 LPs for Blue Note. He was a member of the original Jazz Messengers when they were known as Horace Silver and the Jazz Messengers. We've just heard Soft Impressions, one of his own combos, from a Blue Note LP called Straight No Filter. Mobley tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Billy Higgins drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in June 66. As you heard, Mobley's style was somewhat laid back when compared to the big names of the day, Coltrane and Rollins. Next, well, imagine you're in Portside in Egypt to start with. To start, R&B Records released a number of compilation albums, double CDs all of them, of jazz recordings of a particular year under the banner Soho Scene 61, Soho Scene 62, etc. We're on Soho Scene 63 here, and although I tend to avoid compilation albums, these are intriguing. The liner notes are gossipy rather than informative, one CD worth of Brits, the other called Jazz USA, and even that may not be truly accurate, as we've just heard Jazz in Portside, where I lived for a short while, I might add. The co-leaders are also the song's composers. Eddie Kochak on percussion, Hakik Obadia, vibes. The only other known muso being Fred Elias on oud, and that's all I know, other than I really enjoyed the music. Here's Jackie Terrasson.
Thank you.
A fabulous new Blue Note album by the French pianist Jacqui Terrasson, recorded in Pompignan, June 2019. All Terrasson original songs, not quite true. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart provided one of the 15 songs. The lineup varies from song to song. We heard Blues en Forme Majeure, described by Jacqui as, quote, just a blues in F, just a play on words, unquote. So it's Terrasson piano, Gerard Portal electric bass and Ali Jackson drums. This is a really fabulous album throughout, strongly recommended. Here's tenor man Eric Kloss with a beautiful ballad.
Thank you.
Afterglow. This Muse LP is called Celebration, and most of the album is upbeat, forceful songs, typical of hard-driving Eric Kloss, in fact. So it's wonderful to hear him in this soft and gentle duet with pianist Mike Richmond. Kloss says the song was inspired by, quote, a 2.5-hour conversation he had with a really, really sensitive woman. She's just about to marry someone else at the time, and she did. But they still have a deep friendship, unquote. Afterglow was recorded in New York City, Jan 79. Regular listeners will know that I'm always on the lookout for jazz interpretations of songs from The King and I. Hello, Young Lovers, from The King and I. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II's fabulous musical opened on Broadway March 51, and 5 years later became an unforgettable film with Yul Brynner and Deborah Carr. This version was recorded in Stockholm, July 82. Clarinetist Putter Wickman is the leader, with Klaus Kroner piano, Mats Vinding bass, and Bjarn Rosfeld drums. And it's nearly closing time. Here's an alternate take from a 4-LP set of the songs that Tony Bennett sang with pianist Bill Evans. They made 2 LPs together in the 70s. Anyway, there are now 4 LPs, and that's a lot of this slow, one-paced music. For me, that is. But the individual songs are lovely. Here's The Bad and the Beautiful, alternate take 2, which rather rudely excludes Tony Bennett. But hey, we get a chance to enjoy a solo by the one and only Bill Evans, one of jazz's greatest pianists. As ever, really hope you've enjoyed all the songs and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.